Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to run through some of the news. We won't have time to cover it all right now because I want to get into the nature of the police state we're living in, the type of people they have working for them, and what, as a society, we face, but also a message to the enforcers, a message to the individuals that are destroying our way of life, destroying our republic, that are engaging in high treason. So I'll do that coming up in the next segment. I already covered last hour in some detail just how big a deal it is that 7 weeks after Bloomberg and others demanded and 5 weeks after they sued, the federal government has refused to release any details of the first $2 trillion. That's when the suit began. Now it's $8.5 trillion. They will not say where it's gone, though in some press releases they admit it's going to offshore foreign banks, because those banks themselves are announcing it. The head of Goldman Sachs also bragged to the New York Times 3 weeks ago that they're giving it to themselves as huge bonuses, billions of dollars of it, and buying up other banks and insurance companies that are solvent, and then letting insolvent ones just go under. They're also continuing the cash freeze to Main Street, allowing the economy to implode. And then now the Federal Reserve is announcing that they are going to create their own T-bills and cut Uncle Sam completely out of it, and literally you'll buy your, quote, government bonds, but they won't be government, from the private Federal Reserve with no transparency. That's in the New York Times yesterday. I mean, that is just massive. And you'll buy your carbon credits from them. You'll pay your environmental taxes to them, and then they will mete out some of it to the locals. They are openly becoming the government. First, they were this illegitimate outside force that could do whatever it wanted and issue all the currency and liquidity they wanted and get paid interest on it. Now they're just being the total issuer, you know, the total issuer of all of this. It is just earth-shattering, the magnitude of it, and I cannot stress that enough. Meanwhile, a GOP senator warns of riots if automakers are bailed out. We have an audio clip of this I'll play later. Senator Jim Durbin says unfair union influence and the bailout culture will anger many Americans. Time and again, we've heard about the lost jobs and economic impact of failing to bail out the beleaguered American auto manufacturers, but little mention has been made of the consequences of going through with the bailout and how such an action would be viewed by other Americans. In an interview following the December 10th press conference, where he and four other senators aired their opposition to the proposed bailout deal struck by congressional leaders in the White House and approved by the U.S. House of Representatives, 237 to 170, Senator Jim DeMint, Republican South Carolina, warned that the perception that some industries are being bailed out and some aren't could lead to violence. Quote, we're going to have riots. There are already people rioting because they're losing their jobs. And the media is keeping that quiet, but it is happening. When everybody else is being bailed out, the fairness of it becomes more and more evident as we go along. The auto companies may be hurting, he said, but there are very few companies that aren't hurting, and they're going to hurt. We don't have enough money to bail out everyone. And they went on to say they're going to riot. Now, here's the deal. The public's mad and ready to riot over not being bailed out themselves. What if they knew the bankers engineered all of this on paper publicly in IMF and World Bank documents and International Bank of Settlement documents? What if the public knew that the banks have cut off liquidity by design and are hoarding all the cash to buy up the economy as it implodes and the stock market? Well, it's our job to let them know, but not so they riot, so that we can somehow take control of the government, cause the FBI, the military, the Congress to do the right thing and say, we're not going to put up with your martial law out of the executive, now Obama. We are going to go arrest these bankers and stop this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, in this segment, I have got a message for the private, corporate spies, the mercenaries, the intelligence brigades, a message for the FBI, a message for the Central Intelligence Agency, a message to Defense Intelligence, a message to MI6, MI5, Mossad, German Intelligence, all of these individuals. This radio show and the quest we've been on to fight the New World Order has proven itself. We have proven our case of treason. We have proven that the government works for foreign offshore banks and corporations. We have proven that the banks by design are imploding the world economy for a criminal consolidation that will hurt billions of people, and will assuredly in the third world cause hundreds of millions more to starve to death. We have proven they're setting up covertly. Judicial Watch sued and got the four-year documents that North American Union is being set up, that troops will be used on the streets of America to suppress the population, that the entire Homeland Security NORTHCOM apparatus is to suppress the American people. That's now stated by the Secretary of Defense Gates. But we told you years ago. And I know most of you are compartmentalized. I know most of you are fed disinformation and carefully crafted propaganda by your superiors. I know your superiors have staged terror attacks all over the United States that have been kept quiet so they can scare you into going along with this whole covert takeover. There are hundreds of ways they manipulate you. And I want to challenge people in the system. I know most of you are brave soldiers. who fought in many different conflicts, who have slowly been twisted and slowly been lied to and slowly been taught that it's okay to be involved in what is manifestly evil, secret arrest, secret torture. And I know most of you aren't involved in that, but in supporting that overall system. We have to turn this around. I mean, when we have foreign banks openly stealing $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks, openly, and then telling Congress and telling Bloomberg, the news and others, that under national security, this is not going to be released. When we have the Associated Press reporting 7.5 years ago, on the eve of 9/11, literally, September 10th, that $2 trillion was stolen out of Pentagon pension funds. There is no doubt that what the bosses of the New World Order are doing and what they're using you to help carry it out is a crime against humanity and is the blackest of the black, the darkest of the dark. There is no denial that the government is bankrupt morally and financially. There is no doubt that this is designed. There is no doubt that you're playing on the wrong side of the field on this. And I know that the minority of your enforcers and technocrats are psychopaths or sociopaths. Most of you are ideologues. You have been sold on false political paradigms. You've been sold on false threats. You've been taught this Machiavellian view of the end justifies the means. Oh, we got to kill 3,000 Americans as sacrificing a pawn to win the game. It's for Pax Americana. It's for our future. No, it's not. Look at what the very elite are doing right now is destroying the United States and the Western world by design. Look at how they attack the family. Look at how they attack the Second Amendment. And I'm not defending those of you that carried out the attacks and helped carry them out and then helped cover it up. Many more of you helped do that, now making yourselves accomplices, even if it really was for the United States, even if it was a tribal move that was for the people of this country, it is evil and wrong. But on top of it, it wasn't for us, and that makes it even worse. I understand the military mind. I understand the flag officer level training. I understand that going back thousands of years ago, armies would stage massacres and blame it on their enemies. I understand that false flag is in the official army manuals that we've posted in full at Infowars.com. And I understand this has been inculcated into the culture. Now, the military and the government would not carry out the staged attack in 62 when it was proposed as an operation that they wanted to green light. Not a theoretical operation, green light, to stage terror attacks, to shoot Americans in the streets of Miami and D.C. and Maryland, and how to frame patsies, to bomb D.C., to bomb other U.S. cities, to kill Marines and blame it on foreign enemies. And that is the journey to evil. That's how they twisted our military to begin with. Is they would give our military classified briefings showing the fact that Stalin and then Khrushchev had killed tens of millions of people. They would say the Red Menace is too dangerous. We have to stage terror attacks to be able to defeat them. And then the men say, yeah, we've got the strong mind, the resolve. We don't like having to kill Americans, but we're going to do it because if we don't kill a few Americans, the Russians are going to win and they're going to nuke us, and or communism will succeed, and then we'll lose our way of life, and so we got to do it. And so they stage the Liberty. They stage the Gulf of Tonkin. They stage other limited events listed in a catalog of false flag in Operation Northwoods and other documents that have been declassified. You attacked a highly decorated ship that is now the most decorated ship. You killed, what, 33 sailors and injured 100-plus others. The president ordered the aircraft carriers to not render aid. A Russian spy ship arrived, and as the Israeli commandos were getting on deck to mop up, and because the Russians were filming the whole thing, they had to peel off and stop. That's wrong. Now, It's now part of the record. It's now been declassified in CIA and KGB files. New York Times headline 3 years ago, McCarthy was right, that the communists were put into power by the United States and British government in 1917 and 1918, that the entire time they were secretly being funded and given the bomb, that the entire time that was controlled by the West, and that it was a false threat created, just like Al-Qaeda, but real nevertheless, to twist the West and to train the military and the government to go along with this evil. That's only one example of thousands of how they twisted you. And now it's on record. And as soon as McCarthy found out that communism was being run by the army and by John Foster Dulles and by others, and as soon as he came out and said it goes all the way to the top of our government, he was removed because it isn't communism. As the official CIA historian contracted to write the book Tragedy and Hope, Dr. Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science, stated the international banker cartel, which he believed in, controls fascism and communism, anything that vertically integrates. Now, here we are all these decades later, and they tell you for our way of life they're going to stage some terror attacks, and you go along with it because you believe the end justifies the means. Now, that's some of you. Many others are just flat-out psychopaths and just don't care and have done so many other operations and been involved in death squads and murders and everything else worldwide that they just think it's fun. And there's no reaching those people other than telling them they're putting fluoride in your water, pal. They're putting mercury in your vaccines. They're feeding you GMO foods, going to kill you deader than a hammer and your children deader than a hammer. You're not on the winning team. The elite is going to sell you out as well. So just from a cold-blooded standpoint, you should join the people and put the brakes on everything you're doing, because you're not going to come out on top of this. They're going to bury your butts out in the desert, and probably already did bury most of you out in the desert, the ones that carried out 9/11. And that said, I'm not up here macho saying bring it on, waving my finger at you. I know how deadly you are. I know how powerful you are. I know how evil you are. And I know my life's in danger. And this isn't fun for me. But somebody has got to stand up against you. Somebody's got to tell you no. Somebody's got to tell you to stop. Somebody's got to have the will to face the facts and the data and bring it out. And the American people are doing that. And to all the military people that come on our websites and the message boards and attack us and say there's no world government and nothing we're saying is true and Northwoods isn't real, shame on you. You know it's true. You know it's real. You know it's all over the newspapers now. Shame on you claiming you did all this evil for the United States. And then out in the open, they're ending the United States and sucking us dry on top of it. The truth is, you were brought in, you were broken, you were conditioned, you were corrupted. Thousand different ways. One of the big ones is in Iraq and Afghanistan, the 60-plus billion we know of, in pallets of $100 bills. Where you pay a private $30,000 so they can then say, hey, you're corrupt. We can report that on you. You pay a sergeant $100,000 a year. You pay colonels millions to corrupt them. And then I was in Chantilly in Virginia with these spooks coming up saying, you want to attack the State Department with us? I'm like, come on, you're big, what are you, former Army officers? You're now with the State Department? You're trying to provocateur me to say something? Then they send in some others, and, well, by the way, I am an Army colonel, Alex, and I'm about to go to Iraq. Just right in my face, with a high and tight haircut. And I go, oh, well, why are you guys paying out all these big pallets of money? And he said, well, that's what my commander-in-chief says, so that's what I do. I mean, I got these guys not even denying who they are, openly going, yeah, pallets of cash, so what? Good God, what happened to you? You're not doing this for America. You're doing this for pallets of cash. You better spend those pallets of cash because they're not going to be worth anything soon. A lot of you aren't going to listen now, but once you see what you've done to this country, you will. We'll be right back with my message to you.
so you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I can have all these former JAG officers, colonels, generals, former head JAG officer in the Navy, and they'll tell you it's totally illegal to have Army intelligence, Marine Corps intelligence, State Department Protective Service, out running around, surveilling American citizens, trying to provoke tourists. But finishing up with that story in my message to the establishment, I'm up there covering Bilderberg. On air, we say we're going up there nonviolent, peacefully. Rules for the demonstrators. Everybody was peaceful. We get there, and I'm staying at two different hotels, and at both hotel restaurants, guys walk in, come up to our table, separate groups of people, and come up and say, hey, you want to attack Bilderberg? And I'm like, come on, man. You're 6 foot four. What are you, 50 years old? You're a senior officer. You're in here asking if I'm violent. You know you've got files on me and assessments. You know I'm not going to do anything violent. Well, you have trespassed before, Mr. Jones. Well, yeah, Bohemian Grove, but that was questionable. You know, that's public policy being made, world leaders. I went in there to cover it. And then, oh, I want you to meet this guy. And then I start talking about the pallets of money, and he goes, oh, yeah, you know, I'm an Army colonel about to go back to Iraq, and what's wrong with that? That's how we're winning over there. And I go, no, you're taking the money. And they just smile. I mean, that they don't even hide what they do. They don't even cover it up. And all over the country, these same guys walk into bars, walk into events, walk into meetings, the 9/11 truthers, and they come up and they say the same thing. We need to go after Jews. We need to, go after Barack Obama. We need to, and folks, you need to make a big deal. You need to tell the person at the bar or the restaurant, call 911. You need to say this. You need to say this part. We need to sting these people. You need to record them. Now, I did start pulling cameras out on these guys, and they'd run off. Then we'd have guys driving to the parking lot at the hotel, flipping us off. Guys wearing clown masks, flipping us off. Cars driving up right on our bumper. I mean, you know, and it's always the same. Big meathead military guys, 35 years old. That's the people tailing us, 45, 50 years old, coming up and talking to us. You are the traitors. You are the ones involved in treason. You are the ones that work for the people that have hijacked our government that staged the attacks of 9/11. Never forget walking out of Access TV. That had happened in a parking lot separately when I was coming out of, I think it was a Circuit City. This is 10 years ago. Happened in 1999. So 9 years ago. Close to 10 years ago. I'd walk out, and there'd be two guys with government cars. They'd walk up, and they'd say, hey, we hear you say you got a team, that your team's planning something. I said, yeah. I said, I have a great team. A few guys working for me. We go out and do news stories. You know what a team means. Well, if you're planning something violent, Alex, just know. We'd like to join your team. And I said, I told you I'm not planning anything violent. Well, if your team tries something, just know we're watching. And then I had guys in a parking lot come up to me and say, oh, Alex Jones, you're a tough guy, aren't you, buddy? We know all about you. And I said, who are you? You know who we are. Just know we're watching you, punk. Because I was warning people about Delta Force making payoffs to local city officials. I was going and interviewing police chiefs and emergency managers and mayors. It's all on video in my police state films. They didn't like that one bit. Me, one little guy with my little team, going and interviewing people and putting it on Access TV and playing the audio on the radio. Oh, you bet I knew the military was real on our streets. And now they're openly announcing it to you. And they got Krauthammer and others on Fox saying they want to come arrest people like me. And they've had Glenn Beck say it, and they've had all the other shows say the 9/11 truthers need to be arrested and taken to black sites and tortured and killed. That's all in Truth Rising. The news clips where they're saying that in unison on every news channel. They're scared of us because they know we know they're terrorists. They know we've got the information that can stop them. But I know a lot of you are compartmentalized in this system. A lot of you aren't involved in all this evil. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to choose sides. You need to stop living in denial. There is a world government. There is a North American Union. We are losing our freedoms. They are training the military to confiscate our guns on record. They are doing it in Illinois. They are doing it in New Orleans. It is happening. They did train 26,000 preachers to prepare their flocks to go to FEMA camps. They did set up 20-plus thousand InfraGuard executives, quote, for martial law, and telling the executives they can shoot to kill people as secret FBI agents. This is all happening, and you are being set up as a rear guard to protect the foreign bankers while they loot and bankrupt the nation. And you shouldn't go along with it. You shouldn't be part of it. More straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
The process of corruption in the country, the general population, the military, the FBI, the bureaucrats, and the establishment is going to use phony environmentalism as a pretext to micromanage and rule over our lives and bring in a form of modern feudalism and serfdom. The other prong in the pincer move, the pincer attack, is, of course, staged terrorism and provocateur terrorism. I mean, take the police in Ottawa. This year caught national news attacking other police. The people know what to look for now, so they could then attack the peaceful crowd. Look at Denver this year. The police caught attacking their own officers in staged events for the news cameras. Is that a good government? Is that a legitimate government? Is that a real government? And it's not just criminal for the army to be going around trying to provocateur people into violence. Muslims, 9/11 truthers, you name it. It's illegal to try to get somebody to carry out a crime of violence. That's more than just a sting. That's more than just entrapment. That is literally engaging in racketeering. Any lawyer that tries federal cases will tell you the feds will bring in 10, 20, 30 witnesses who've never even met you to say you committed every crime under the sun to put you in jail. That's why more than a third of the people on death row, it's turned out, are totally innocent through DNA. It's a bankrupt government. And it doesn't end there. There's the million-plus children grabbed a year by CPS, who's five times more likely to abuse the children than any other group. And no one's allowed to investigate them. No one's allowed to punish them. These are the crimes that are being committed. This is the corruption-wide system in this illegitimate government. And you're on the wrong side of history. And I know a lot of you are deep into this now, and you don't know how to get out. The only reason that things aren't a lot worse is because there are a lot of good people in the military and high levels, and a lot of good people in the FBI, and a lot of good people in the CIA. But you're being manipulated. And I know that many of us have been on the journey of being good and decent and honorable, and that'll get you into a scary place confronting evil, but you can't turn back. There's no going back. It's a good feeling in a way, because even if you're not committed, you're committed. Well, a lot of you think there's no turning back because you've been involved in so much evil. You've been corrupted and twisted and turned to the dark side. Many of you can still turn back, and you'll find that as you have courage and turn back and say no, there's going to be others around you that are going to say, I didn't know you felt the same way. I didn't know you were thinking the same thing. And we have a chance of not letting the foreign bankers completely suck the country dry. Now, $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks is bad. But if we bring out the point that this is illegal, this is unlawful, and if we somehow get the Congress to stand up on its hind legs, but you see they're being watched, they're corrupt, the FBI uses dirt on them to keep them under control, the governor's under control, it's a tough road. But if somehow we can get Congress to realize the people are behind them and educate them with the public, we can reverse this. Especially as the fallout, the aftermath of what's been done financially alone is learned, is discovered. And that's why we, the people, have to be there at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all the other sites, pointing out how the bankers engineered it, pointing out how they stole the money openly, pointing out how the Federal Reserve is becoming the government, pointing out that Greenspan says they're above the law on Lehr NewsHour, showing people how outrageous this is. I've assessed history, I've assessed movements, I've assessed systems, and the New World Order undoubtedly is going to collapse. The New World Order undoubtedly is already in place and is already falling apart. In its death throes, it is going to start huge regional wars, minimum, possibly even World War III. In its death throes, it will release biological weapons. In its death throes, unspeakable things are undoubtedly going to happen. And for your moral compass, for your soul, for your family name, for everything you've been in your life before you turned to evil, before you bought into lies and, you know, power for power's sake, turn back now. You see, once a society gives into corruption, once people decide that corruption is the way to go up the ladder, everything falls apart. Everything disintegrates. Like Mexico is disintegrating, and North Korea, and Greenland, and Argentina. And that's being set up here. They're admitting that's what the troops are for. But they didn't just set up Homeland Security and NORTHCOM last week. They set it up decades ago. Before you ever even heard of NORTHCOM and Homeland Security, it was in government documents. And they stated it was for the banker takeover. It was for bringing down the United States. It was for bankrupting everything so everybody basically depended on a government check and lowering our standard of living. This is a horrible thing. You are involved in, those of you in the media, those of you in government, those of you in the enforcement arms. And for those of you in the enforcement arms, it's only going to get darker. It's only going to get more horrible. Some of you that aren't pure evil, but that go along with it, who hate your job, that hate what you're involved in, it's only going to get 100 times worse. If you don't put the brakes on it, and if you don't turn from the dark side. If you don't refuse to be part of this, so the choice is in your hands, but it's not just in those that work for the dark side's hands. It is in the hands of the good. And it is to the good, the decent, the honorable, people that have a moral compass, that understand history, that love their families. It is to us that this will be decided. And that's why all of us have to commit to work in every way we can, waking up neighbors, friends, family, coworkers, pastors, bringing light into the world, reaching out to our fellow man, putting up blogs, doing Access TV shows, starting local radio shows. You don't know how? Investigate. It's easy. And taking the fight to the New World Order in the information war and never surrendering and never giving up, because they're losing ground fast. People are waking up exponentially, but many of them aren't taking action. Knowledge without action, knowledge without deed, is empty. I'm not perfect, but look at what I've been able to do, joining together with other like-minded people around the world. Look at the effect we've had. Look at how much we've slowed down the New World Order. And everything we talked about has come true. Everything we warned people about is unfolding. Now our credibility is at all-time highs, and now is the time to go out and wake the people up as we enter the phase of greatest danger to liberty and freedom and just life itself. In closing on this subject, and I want to get into the economy some, in closing, there are hundreds of declassified examples of Western governments staging terror attacks that are completely declassified. And it's admitted in the BBC and other publications that in 2000, they just admitted it in plain view, that it was the government, that it sites all over Scotland and England itself, on the whole of the island, the government, from Porton down, went out and gave weaponized foot and mouth to the cows. And then they killed millions of them and took over and bankrupted many of the farms. That's just one of hundreds of biological examples. They're setting up 36 level 4 bioweapons labs in Texas and Kansas and New York. They're moving them from underground facilities in the desert or on islands like Plum Island, and they're moving them into major cities. The globalists admittedly plan to have controlled bioweapons releases. They plan to do hellish, horrible things. And those of you in government cannot deny this anymore. Those of you in government cannot deny that cancer viruses are still put in the polio vaccine and were put in there, and that the inventor of the polio vaccine brags on tape and laughs about it on CBC. This is disgusting. I mean, you may be into being tough, and you know, you've seen people die from cluster bombs, and you've killed families decades ago, and you don't care anymore. But, I mean, do you really want to be part of killing Americans and others' children? Do you really want to be part of all of this eugenics and bioweapons releases on the American people? Do you really want to sign your name forever onto all of this? Do you really want to be part of it? You know, I'm not upset with the decisions I've made. I'm proud of the decisions I've made in my life to fight evil. But at the same time, it is overwhelming sometimes to realize just exactly what I'm facing. But even if I didn't fight it, I'd still be in the world. I'd still be facing these people. They'd still be attacking me and my family. And so I'm walking point. I'm out in the front, trusting in God, that I'll be able to continue my work without being set up or killed or all the things I'm being threatened with, my wife, my family being threatened. I've made a lot of sacrifices. But in the end, they aren't sacrifices. What else was I supposed to do? I'm just a normal male. What does a normal, head-screwed-on-straight male do when he finds out there's an evil elite? When he finds out there's a corrupt New World Order? When he finds out his liberties and his freedoms and his heritage are being destroyed? When he finds out that they're destroying everything good and erecting evil in its place. What are we supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? You know, even if you won't fight evil, you might as well not help it. You might as well not cheerlead it and love it. You know, I've spent 45 minutes here speaking to the establishment, speaking to the New World Order, speaking to their minions and enforcers. You can't deny, you can't rationalize what you're part of anymore. It is world government. It is a tyrannical world government. They've got their talking heads. They've got their proxies. They've got their operatives in hundreds of newspapers every week saying world government's the answer. World government's the solution to the environment, to the economic controlled crisis, to the wars, to terrorism. How many years did we tell you they would stage all of these things and then say world government was the answer and then say that the private banks are going to make up the world government and that you're going to pay your taxes to them? And now they're rolling it out. Now they're doing it. Now we're entering the final phase. And ladies and gentlemen, the final phase is a controlled, sustained, never-ending world depression with the currencies being devalued and the public being forced to take world ID cards and anyone in security positions being forced to take implantable microchips and forced inoculations. They've spent decades setting up InfraGuard and the clergy response teams to sell the public onto going into bondage. They've spent decades building the FEMA camps. They've spent decades preparing the public in Hollywood and through messages in the media. This is the darkest road we're going down. The most horrible, horrific. Can't you smell the stench coming out of the black pit we're being lowered down into? An elevator straight into hell, where the psychopaths of the New World Order will be able to have their way with us. With lots of mindless new recruits being brought in on power trips to have their way with the people. True warriors for liberty don't want conflict. And they're doing everything they can to try to reverse this because they know it won't hurt the New World Order to have thousands of firefights with police and the military. Fights you're going to lose by attrition. The veneer of civilization already peeling away as the riots already begin in the United States. As the senator stated, Jim DeMint from South Carolina, this doesn't have to happen. We don't have to have World War III. It didn't have to happen in 61 and 62. It didn't have to happen when they snuck attacked the Russians on 888 a few months ago. It doesn't have to happen now. We can turn this around together. But it's going to take the general public to get out of denial and to face just how adverse the situation is. It's going to take those of you that are already active in the info war to redouble and then redouble again your efforts to wake people up and carry the ball against tyranny. It's going to take having courage and not caring what your boss or your neighbors or your employees or your pastors think. It's going to take aggressive action like buying a DVD burner and making 500 copies in your garage of Terror Storm or Endgame or Truth Rising and giving it to your whole church. It's going to take talking to people you know in the military about what's happening. It's going to take a grassroots uprising in the information war to back off the New World Order and avert this, or if they go ahead with it, we'll then have enough people awake, because once this stuff, the hammer really drops, you think it's dropped so far, it hadn't even started, then as everything we said unfolds, as it already has, but even more so, then people that laughed, they will be listening, and then we've got a good fighting chance inside of this thing to beat it. I don't want my life to be for nothing, and I don't want all those other great patriots and our founding fathers right through to today and those that did stand up for liberty and decency and honor to be for naught. I don't want the republic to fall to a bunch of foreign bankers who think so little of us they openly steal $8.5 trillion in our faces. And I want the people to get prepared. I want the people to plan for really bad things to happen, but to get out and work now to try to avert that. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And I want the New World Order servants who are wicked and look forward to all of this evil, that minority of you out there, to know that you are going to be defeated. And I want our listeners to understand that we call up somebody like Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, to have him on as a guest as he writes a book about admitting there's a world government. And we call him up and we go, oh, we know who you are. I know who Alex Jones is. Yeah, I'll come on his show. Yeah, we all know about Alex Jones. Again, another example. The enemy knows who we are. The enemy is aware of us. The enemy is concerned. The enemy is worried just about the work I'm doing with you. Showing that we're affecting things, that they're having to counter us. They're having to dispatch their people to try to counter us. But it's a catch-22 for them because their system is now coming out into the open. And they lied and said it didn't exist, but now they admit it exists. We'll come back, get into the economy. Stay with us.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Gold has been going up above 820. Ted Anderson bought gold, last Monday at 740, with it now close to $60, no more than $60, close to $80 above what it was. So I'm going to spend this segment and part of the next, then we've got Richard Gage joining us. Architects and Engineers 9/11 Truth. Talking to Jim Newcomer, he's the chief broker there at Midas Resources under Ted Anderson. And Jim's got a great political brain and economic mind. I wanted to get his take on what's happening. He's got a BA in business and finance, over 30 years in sales and management, been with Midas Resources for many years. And we really appreciate him coming on the show. I wanted the listeners to know just briefly the gold offer today. I do this a few days a week. Believe it or not, we told people we had limited buffaloes that nobody can get. I mean, it's very hard to get these at a just incredibly low price. And these things are selling for 30, 40% premiums. There's basically no premium on this, just a tiny markup, I think of about 4%, just to pay for the transaction. They have these right now, ladies and gentlemen, and they have a limited number left. But because I said limited number the other day, nobody called to get them. They have, 35 of these left. There were 40. There's 35 of those left. They will go quickly. And that's $1,036 gold bullion proof slab MS70 NGC, the Buffaloes. And then the best deals, of course, are the $168 a roll for the walking half dollar silver roll of 20 coins. That's with silver way up. Again, they got this gold and silver at much lower prices a week and a half ago, or I guess now about 2 weeks ago. They've got British sovereigns at 242, 195, French or Swiss, 20-franc coin. Those are the overall best deals for gold, ounce for ounce, the British sovereign and the French or Swiss, 20-franc. They have it available right now at Midas Resources, and this is throughout Sunday, and then that's the end of the deal. And they had about five or six other coins Monday. Those are all gone. At this price, you can still get them for a good deal. Tell them it's the radio special, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I will tell you that Ted said do this deal. Some of the folks don't even want him to do it because it's ridiculous. You won't find a deal like this anywhere else, 800-686-2237. And we now go to Jim Newcomer for this segment, the next. Jim, you ever seen a market like this? What do you think of just everything that's happening?
It's been absolutely crazy, Alex. I mean, we have oil going down. Normally gold, the precious metals and the petroleum move in tandem. We have oil dropping down 66% from the high. And we still have the precious metals on the rise and increasing. The demand out there has been just unbelievable. It's getting to the point where it's difficult to find a lot of these coins right now. And you had mentioned the proof slab coins that we have there. Those MS70 or proof 70 modern $5 modern coins, they're selling. I don't know how Ted gets these things. He's had these now for about a month. We do have these in the vault. They're selling for the same price as a $5 Liberty in a VF condition. And these are in the most pristine, the best condition you can buy. They are NGC certified at MS70 proof coins. So if there's somebody looking for, you know, precious metals for Christmas or something, we could probably get that out to them in time for the original Christmas present. So. But you're absolutely right. With the economy going south the way that it is, the money that our government's using and giving away, literally giving away, and the devaluation of the dollar and the currencies worldwide, these precious metals can do nothing but increase in value.
Jim Newcomer, stay there. Back in 70 seconds, I want to get into the fact that the Federal Reserve has stolen $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and won't tell Congress or anybody else where it even went.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.